Dorothy Fields had one of her biggest Broadway hits in 1966.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Sweet Charity was about a dance hall hostess looking for real love. The two big hits of the show were this song, Big Spender, and If My Friends Could See Me Now. Dorothy Fields wrote the lyrics, Cy Coleman did the music. Coleman and Fields also wrote the songs for the musical Seesaw, which opened on Broadway in 1973, exactly 1 year before Fields died of a stroke at the age of 69. When we caught up with Cy Coleman, he was hard at work on his new musical, Exactly Like You, but he was happy to spend a few minutes talking about Dorothy Fields. Dorothy Fields had an uncanny ear for putting colloquialisms and the expressions of the day into her songs. How does she keep up with it? You know, most people after a certain age just don't keep up with the slang of the day.
Well, I don't think that she was living it. In other words, what it was is she wasn't calling up her friends and using the colloquialisms of the day, let's say, right? But she was very aware of speech patterns and how they change and what words were used and what they mean at different times. So she would make calls, and she would call younger people, and she would find out what's going on. And then she would, when she fully had understood exactly what they were saying, then she would integrate it in her lyric. She was a professional. I mean, professionals in other fields do research. That's what she did.
Now, you and Dorothy Fields had a huge hit with Sweet Charity. What was her working style? What can you tell us about how she wrote?
Well, I do know this, is that we would get together and we would discuss what we were going to write. And I would get the feeling in the music. She liked that. She liked generally to get the melodic input first. Very often I would take, you know, her lyrics first, because it was, if it was a comedy song, it usually was easier, because you don't have to be stuck with the rhyming patterns, you know, with my musical patterns and trying to make jokes at the same time. But in any case, we were quite different, because when I first got started, I was a musician. I had my own group and everything else, and I used to stay up late at night. And so I'd get up late in the morning. Dorothy got up at the crack of dawn, and evidently she took out her card table, set it up, and sharpened her pencils, and started to work. By 8 o'clock or 8:30, she had a lyric. And then she'd want to call me. And it was very funny, because I just would, 8:30 in the morning, I was hardly functioning. And so I tell her, Dorothy, you can't call me. We'd go through this argument for a long time. And finally, I shut off my phone. But it was so hurtful to her that I decided to open it up. But she would be very fast. As a matter of fact, she told me that Harold Arlen used to call her Speedy. And when she got that, she would just work, and she'd finish it off by 8:30 in the morning. And it usually was wonderful.
We're going to end our tribute to Dorothy Fields with a duet that you and she recorded of a song that you co-wrote together for Sweet Charity, If My Friends Could See Me Now. Would you tell us something about this song?
Well, If My Friends Could See Me Now not only worked perfectly for the show, but it seemed to transcend the show, as a lot of songs that, when they're well-written, do. And it's constantly performed. So the thought, If My Friends Could See Me Now, is one that is universal. And I think that Dorothy really caught the spirit of what people really kind of like feel when they're celebrating something. And they feel that they want their friends to see it.
Cy Coleman, thank you very much.
Sure.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, we look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a step up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Dorothy Fields with Cy Coleman at the piano, recorded in 1972 during her presentation at the New York 92nd Street Y's Lyrics and Lyricist series. That presentation has been released on the CD An Evening with Dorothy Fields on DRG Records. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our series on American popular song is produced in collaboration with Margaret Pick and the Pacific Vista Productions team, including Terry Bronson. The series' associate producer is Anne-Marie Baldonado. Our performers today were pianist Dave Frischberg and singer Rebecca Kilgore. Their session was recorded by Jim Zack at NOLA Studios in New York. Joyce Lieberman is the technical supervisor for our series. Additional engineering help from Bob Hurtick and Audrey Bentham. Our thanks to David Lahm and the estate of Dorothy Fields, the Columbia University Oral History Project, Joan Franklin of Cinema Sound, Hugh Forden of DRG Records, Dwight Blocker Bowers of the Smithsonian Institution, Jim Steinblatt of ASCAP, Stephen Davis of the UCLA Music Library, and Virginia Field of the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm Terry Gross.